I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus. I know that sometimes it's very difficult to speak in front of people who are speaking full born with English, and they know more than me, but I believe that by the power of Holy Spirit, I can explain something here, and everyone can get something from God. I know that in the Bible, Paul have got the same problem. He said that I came to you, not with eloquence, not with wisdom, but I just want to know something among you, except Jesus Christ. And I believe that in this time, everything I want to say in this place, just to help each other, that we can grow in faith. I was so surprised that they write their Sunday, Freedom Sunday. So, I want to talk about deliverance. Deliverance is one of subjects which is inside of spiritual battle or spiritual warfare. Deliverance. As the children of God, we need to be set free by Jesus. We know that Jesus came in this world to save the world, and everyone knows that our place is in the heaven because Jesus has done everything for us. But you have to know that still we are in this world, we have to struggle sometimes with life. That's why last time on Sunday, it had to be Stuart who preached us here. His name is Stuart. Yeah. He spoke about spiritual warfare, and he took only one armor, the shoe. He said that you have to wear the shoe. And the shoe said that the zeal we get from gospel of peace. And everyone have to get this zeal in the church. But here, I don't like to talk about all armor, because more than 2 months, I was talking about spiritual battle. I started how the battle starts in the heaven, and I explained how the devil became devil, because when God created him, he was not the devil. He was the angel of light. I don't know if it's the same name, Lucifer, something like that. And he became devil when proudness came inside him, and he said that, I want to be like God. And he said that, I will be up of Most High. He want to be up of God. And since that day, when proudness came inside him, he became the devil. And there was battle in the heaven. If you see in the book of Revelation, you see that there was battle in the heaven. And Michael was fighting against the devil, and he was very strong than him. And the devil was told in this earth. But the Bible didn't tell us when he was told in this earth. But I believe that because they said that he came to the earth with excessive anger to the earth and to the sea. They are talking only about earth and sea. But I think that when they are talking about earth, it can be human being. And we saw that the devil continued to fight against children of God until now. But if we see in Old Testament, when they are talking about deliverance, it was the time God rescued his people from danger, from bondage. Some pronunciation, maybe it will be very, very difficult for me, but I will try. From bondage, from slavery, And the most striking example is when God rescued people of Israel from Egypt. They were there for a long time under slavery. They were doing all kind of work. And from Daniel, I can take just some example. Like David, he have to fight with one man who was very strong against the people of Israel, because the king at this time, Saul, it was very difficult for him to fight against Goliath. I don't know, is it Goliath? Goliath? Goliath. In French you call Goliath. Goliath. And it was very difficult for him to fight against Goliath. And David came, he said that, "The God who delivered me from the power of the lion and from the power of the bear, is able to deliver me from this Philistine." He said it, and Saul said that, "Go, and God will be with you. The Lord will be with you." When he said it, David recognized that God was with him at this time. So, in all the Testament, we saw that God has done so many things to deliver people from some danger, from some problem in their life, from some slavery, even from death sometimes. We can see in the book of 2 Kings how God delivered in 2 Kings, 2 Kings 20, verse 6. How he did it for Ezekiah. He was about to die, but God came to him. He had 15 years in his life. So God is able to do this kind of things in our life today. Even people, they don't believe that you are about to die. It's only God who can renew your life. The insurance of life is in the hand of Almighty God. He's able to do it in the life of everyone who believes that God is able. He delivered them from the death, from the famine. He did it in Israel. He did it so many times. He gave them food when they was in a problem, they was in trouble. So, but actually, I want to talk something for this time. The Bible says that in book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8, it says that if the trumpet doesn't give a good sound, who will be ready for the battle? Who will be ready for the battle? Actually, we need the word of God that can prepare us to make us ready to fight in our life. Christianity is not just to accept what Jesus has done and we stay there. But Christianity, we have to know that sometimes we have to fight in our life. That's why Paul said that we have to stand firm. I think that the preacher last time, he spoke about it so many times. He said that we have to stand firm. We have to stand firm. And he said that he suggests us to take this spiritual armor. He said that we have to take the helmet to protect our head. I think that the soldier was protecting their head with helmet. And actually, he said that the helmet is salvation. The helmet of salvation to protect our head, because actually there are so many things what happen in this world. If you don't protect your mind, you can even give up. You can sometimes deny your faith. You have to be careful in this soul. Like last time I said that there are sometimes Christians that say that, no, you know, they have their religion, we have our own religion, but we have the same God. If someone doesn't believe that Jesus is his Lord, how we can have a same God? We have to start by there. We will have salvation in Jesus by faith. We have to accept and we have to be sure all the time that we have this salvation. Everywhere we go, we don't have to be in doubt. We have to believe that we have salvation from God. I know I heard someone who was saying that, no, we'll get salvation when Jesus will come to for the second time. For this time, everybody didn't get salvation yet. May I say that, no, we have salvation. We have to know that we have salvation when we are still in this earth. The Bible said that who have the Son in him, he have life. And he said that I wrote this thing to you that you have to know that you have life, you who have Jesus, Son of God in you. And you have to believe that. This is the truth. And that's why among this armor, they said that you have to wear, the first thing you have to wear is the belt of truth. The truth. The belt. And Jesus says that I'm the truth, I'm life, I'm the way. And you have to wear this belt. When you have Jesus in your life, then you can stand against the devil. The devil is not against, is not afraid of us because we carry our Bible. He's not afraid of us because we are praying more. He's not afraid of us because we are coming to church. But the devil is afraid when we confess that Jesus is our Lord. And talk about the breastplate. I'm sorry. The breastplate of justice, just to protect our heart. The breastplate protects the heart. If you have some trouble in your life, you think about your life, you have to wear this breastplate. It will help. Justice in Jesus. And it talk about the shoe. He talked about the shield, our faith. Only by faith we can do so many things in our life. So, here we have to learn something about deliverance. How Jesus came in this effort to deliver us. There are some problems, some trial we are going through, and we need deliverance from God. And sometimes, as a Christian, we start to think, how God can forsake us, God can leave us in this kind of situation. And I know that every one of us, sometimes when he's going through some difficulties, he starts to ask, where is God? Why God can leave me in this kind of trouble? And we need someone who can come to rescue us. In the spiritual realm, there's no one who can set us free except Jesus. You can be strong enough, you can do some kind of sport, but the devil doesn't know you. You can struggle, you can do everything, but if you don't have this in your life, it will be very difficult. That's why the Bible said in the book of Proverbs 21, verse 31, I don't know if Paul can read it for us. Paul can read it? Yeah. He's talking about horse. Yeah?
The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord.
Understand that the horse is made ready for the day of the battle, but the victory belongs to our Lord. You can fight as you are doing all the time with life, but if you don't give everything in the hand of the Lord, you not get victory. Unfortunately, in this life, we think that there are some people who have got everything, they don't struggle, and their life is very nice. Even they don't know God. And sometimes when we struggle with some trial in our life, we say that, why these people who don't know God, they have good life? And the answer is in the book of Psalm 73. If you can read it, you'll find that there are so many things there. And David said that, I understood it when I enter in the sanctuary of God. I understood that their life is not good enough. Even you can see some people who succeed in what they are doing just to believe that victory belongs only to God. There are some people that can get everything they need, but they don't have peace in their life. But we, as the children of God, we have to know that when we struggle, when sometimes we are going through some difficulties and we need deliverance from God, the first thing we have to ask God is the peace of God. That's why you can see in book of Philippians, I think, chapter 4, verse 6, they say that, do not be anxious in your life, but if you need something, you have to do all kind of prayer to God, and the peace of the Lord will protect your mind in Jesus Christ. So, if we want to get deliverance, we have to need the peace of God. Deliverance from some trouble in our life. Deliverance from some trial we are going through. We have to believe that only Jesus can give us peace. As the children of God, here we are talking about freedom. Sunday of freedom, as they wrote here. But we have to know that actually sometimes we need to be set free from some habits we have in our life. Since we have got baptism in our life, there are some habits we have to leave. There are so many things, and we have to ask God to set us free. As a Christian, you can find, this is the example I just give here. When we was in Finland, sometimes we saw some Christian. Before to come in the front of the church, they are outside smoking, and after that they enter inside, they start the service, God's service. I told them that no, in Africa, if you are Christian, you cannot do this kind of thing. And they said that, no, God is not living in this place. God is in our heart. And we have got to discussion with the leader of the church, a big meeting, and everyone have to explain why cigarette is bad for the body. And I explained them that in the Bible, it says that if you destroy the temple of God, God will destroy you. And the cigarette destroy our inside. And I said that this is obligation. They said that they have to write it on the pack of the cigarette, that everyone who smokes have to know the truth. They wrote it. I don't like maybe to say it for someone here. Maybe you are in this kind of situation. Yourself, you try so many times, but it's very difficult for you. I was smoking. Myself, I was smoking. Before to be a Christian, I was smoking. I was taking alcohol. I was doing it all the time. I tried myself to destroy cigarettes. I said that I will not smoke again. Myself, I tried, but it was very difficult. I put it on the ground. I also on. I said that never I will smoke again. But tomorrow, because this is desire in my heart, tomorrow I will start again. But the day I accepted Jesus in my life, I decided, I said that because of Jesus, I have to stop. I stopped to smoke. I stopped to take alcohol. This is the way I can say that someone was rescued by Jesus. Jesus gave me freedom from something. But unfortunately for some Christians, before baptism is the same after baptism. But you can see, maybe you will tell me that cigarette is not a sin. This is the way people used to say. But if you are addicted to something, you need someone who can rescue you. There are so many things we are doing in our life. And you have to know that the devil came in this earth to destroy. You cannot see him with your eyes. The devil is not this image. We can see someone with a corn, with a tail. No. But the devil came in this earth to destroy. One pastor told me that, Emmanuel, it looks like the devil is working more in Africa. But here in Europe, we don't see the devil. And I told him, even us in Africa, we never seen the devil. I don't think that the devil, we see him there in Africa like we see anybody here. But we can see the devil through his work, how he's doing. He destroys so many families. You can see someone who have excessive anger. And they say that, no, it's the DNA, genetic things from my grandfather. He was like that, and me, the same, have this kind of anger. You have to ask God to say that, God, set me free from this kind of thing. You can find some Christian who never forgive. If you have problem with someone, it can take so many years. We have to ask God to set us free. We have to ask God deliverance. And the thing that we'll read in this place, in book of Luke, I think that Paul read it here. When I was reading, I said that this is my message. I don't know how God revealed it to Paul. There are some people, even they are Christians, but they don't have love in their heart. We have to pray, God, God, I need your love in my heart. Hateness is not from God. How many problems we have today, and we need God to come to give us deliverance. I cannot give the list of everything. I spoke about myself, what it was like slavery in my life. I was a slave of cigarettes. All the time I have to smoke. But I decided, when Christ came inside me, I decided, I said that no. And I remember the day I went to the church, to church for the first time. One of my friends came to pick me up from home. He found me with two bottles of beer on the table. And said, let us go to church. And I told him that, yeah, let me finish with this. And after that, we'll go. And I decided to go with him. And I feel guilty when people are singing for God. And I said, why I cannot sing like them? God set me free from this kind of life I have. And from that day, they prayed for me, and God did his work in my life. We need prayer. We need to ask someone to help us. The devil comes to destroy even our family through television, through some media. And we just say that is normal. The devil came to put some sickness among children of God. And we say that is normal. But in the first church, if someone is sick, everybody was praying. And there was someone who is sick was getting healing from God. But actually, every sickness has his own reason. And people say that, no, he's sick because of this, and we don't take time to pray. That God can set free someone from some kind of sickness. As I said here, we'll say that, no, my father have got the same problem. My grandfather have got the same problem. But we will have to know that the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross to set us free from some sickness as well. Don't believe that life you have today, you have to be like that. You have to say that God set me free from this kind of problem. In the Bible, we found so many examples. This woman who have got problem of blood, she decided to say that if I can just touch his garment, I'll be healed. She decided herself, and she said that if I can only touch the garment of Jesus. And when she touched Jesus, Jesus said that someone touched me. And the disciple who was around him said that, you see the crowd pressing you, and you said that someone touched me. Can you imagine? You are a leader. You can be a president. And you say that someone touched me, and you see someone who is your disciple, say that you see the crowd surrounding you, pressing you, and you say that someone touched me. It looked like he was impolite. I don't know if I can say like that. It's not normal to give this kind of answer. But Jesus said that someone touched me. And today we need some people who can touch Jesus. Because only Jesus can give us deliverance. Only Jesus can do it. He said that my Father is working, and me too, I'm working today. He's still working. He can do something in our life. We have to believe in Jesus' work. What kind of sickness is upon you today, and you have to say that, I need this deliverance from God. God wants to set us free from everything in our body, in our soul, and in our spirit. God cannot set free someone, only one part. But all parts, God wants to set us free. The body put us in connection with physical world, and we need to be set free from something. It can be proudness. The soul is the base of some emotion in our life. There are so many things we are doing which is not in God's way. We have to decide ourselves. Only Jesus can do it. When Jeremiah went through some difficulties, he said that, God, I don't understand. Are you the string which fell? I think that there is water there, but when I came, I don't find water. Why my wound is an ending? Why my suffering is an ending? He understood that he had got some chain in his life. He was closed somewhere. When he tried to do something, it doesn't succeed. But he called now God to come to help him. How many times do we call God in our life, in some situation of our life? I know that sometimes when we preach, we just talk in general, we give some kind of text. But when we are talking about the Word of God, we have to feel that it's God who is talking to us. That someone can take decision to say that now I have to change. Don't think that everything is normal. You know, in book of Luke 13, They show us the example of one woman who was in the synagogue for a long time. But her life, she have got the problem of back. All the time she was coming in the church, in this synagogue, maybe like that. But when Jesus saw her, he said that, now be healed. And the Bible said that he stretched his back and became a normal woman. And the people in the synagogue said that, why? There is 6 days a week. Come in that day to get healing. Why you are doing it in, Sabbath? In Sabbath day. And Jesus said that, why I cannot give healing to this daughter of Abraham? Is Satan who put him in this situation for a long time. But in that church, there was some priests, there were some people who was praying, but they didn't know that this woman have got is Satan who put her in this kind of situation. We have to believe that until now, God is working. He is able to do something in our life. That's why I would like to take in book of Luke, as I said, 4. We start from verse 18. Luke. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Why they are talking only poor? People who are humble, who can accept the gospel of Jesus. Paul was wondering about some unbelief in the book of 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. He said that if our gospel is valid today, it's because it's just for some unbelief, because of which who are blind by God of this earth. I don't know if I translate correctly. Maybe Paul found it. You can read it for me. Yeah? You can read it.
1 Corinthians 2:4.
Yeah.
And my speech, my message, were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
2 Corinthians 2:4, please.
For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you.
Oh my God. So many. God set me free.
Verse 4.
Yeah, yeah. I have to find this because it's necessary. Yeah?
2:4:3.
Even
if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
For those who are perishing, you can continue.
In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
Yeah. God of the earth. What is God of the earth? There are so many. It can be money. God set me free from love of money. There are some people, they love money. They don't care about church. And now the devil knows that Sunday he has to pay double. Yeah. This is the way he's walking. You cannot see him, but he just suggests to you, if you come Sunday, you'll get double. And your mind is in trouble. But if you put God in the first place, you say that, no, I have to be in the church. So many people, they are slaves. Jesus was talking to the Jews who believe in him in book of John 8, verse 32. He said that you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The freedom coming from truth, from Jesus. We cannot talk just find the freedom when sometimes we are slaves ourselves. Jesus was not talking to people who were not believing in him. He was talking to people who believe in him. The Jews who believe in him. And they said that we are children of Abraham. We have never been slaves. Why you say that the truth will set us free? And they said that if Abraham is your father, you will do God's will. You are doing the devil's will because the devil is the liar. This is the discussion of Jesus with these people who believe in him. I come back now to Luke because I want to finish by there and to give maybe only 2 points how we can get this deliverance. I'm sorry for my English, but I just want to talk about Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. We understood here, without Holy Spirit, we cannot do anything. Only by Holy Spirit. The church today has to know that the Holy Spirit has his place in the church. If you are godly, if you are doing everything with only our flesh, we will not understand God's will. We'll struggle, we'll do everything, but we'll not see God's answer in what you are doing. That's why Jesus started by saying that the Spirit of God is upon me. And this is, it has to be our prayer all the time to ask God to fill us with Holy Spirit. Jesus said that, wicked you are, you know how to give good things to your children. How God cannot give his Spirit to those one who ask him? In the book of Luke 11, verse 13. He said that, who of you who can give stone to his child if you ask him bread? Or to give snake if his child ask him eggs? Weak do you are, he spoke to his believer. He said that, weak do you are. You know how to give good things to your children. How God cannot give you Holy Spirit if you ask him? This is the question. And he said that, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? To give a good news to the poor people. People who are able to accept God's message. People who are humble. You know why we know how God lifted the name of Jesus above all men? It was because of his humility. He said that he was God, but he didn't fight to show that he's God. He accepted to be like a man, a simple man. He took the place like a simple servant. Because of his obedience, the Bible said that God gave him the name which is above all names. That all knee have to bow in the heaven, in the earth, and under the earth. Because of his obedience. Because of his humility. And here they say that to give this good news to the poor. who can accept this deliverance. And when he continued, he said that because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. Prisoner is not a physical prisoner we can see in the prison of Manchester, no. There are so many people who are prisoner of some kind of situation. Pornography, to watch this kind of film all the time, you are prisoner of it. Masturbation, you can be prisoner of it. You have to ask God, God, set me free from this kind of thing. There are so many things we are doing in our life, we have to ask God to set us free. There are some people who are prisoner of lie. Every single minute, he have to lie. And they say that, this pastor said to me that, the devil, it looks like the devil is more in Africa. Very strange. Prisoner. People are blind. They have to see. If you say that I see, I know everything, then you not get a revelation from God. You have to accept that I'm blind. To say that I'm blind, God, reveal to me what I cannot see with my physical eyes. There are so many people are blind, are Christian, but they are blind. All the time when I open the scripture, I ask God,